Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I want you to know that the mothership has landed.
It's DA on CBS Sports Radio.
What's up, my brother? I want permission to come aboard the mothership.
Asking permission to join a sports talk spaceship? Well, we're all a little crazy. The mothership has connected.
The mothership.
Happy Wednesday to you, North America. The mothership has connected. Welcome aboard. It's the 3-hour satellite soiree. DA with you from the CBS Sports Radio City studios in New York City, broadcasting to affiliates nationwide and north of the border. Anchorage to Atlanta, Anaheim to Albany, Kalamazoo and Waterloo. We are on the air.
But they listening, D.A. Everything we saying, D.A. Everything.
And we come to you live for the O'Reilly Auto Parts studios. O'Reilly Auto Parts, better prices every day. How we doing, everybody? Thanks so much for joining us. You can always be watching us as well at watchda.com in sparkling technicolor.
Electronically ignorant.
Coming up this morning on the show, Brady Quinn is going to drop on by CBSSports.com, NFL analyst, NFL on Fox as well. We'll talk football with Brady. And also, let's talk with Brady Quinn about a rookie quarterback out of Notre Dame playing for the Browns in Deshaun Kizer. Kind of sounds like Brady Quinn coming out of school. We'll talk to him about Kizer's early impressions. That comes your way next hour here on the show. Giancarlo Stanton passes through waivers. What does that mean for the final 6 weeks of the baseball season? Eli Manning wants to play as long as Tom Brady. Is that realistic? And we play the game, would you date a Kardashian?
She's a bad girl, David.
And on top of all of this, you know us here on the DA Show. No show in sports radio in America today marries wonderful, award-winning, insightful sports talk with insight, analysis, and expert opinions on eating unhealthy food.
You need to eat like this. You need to eat like this.
We are the perfect blend between sports and food. I don't feel like I'm stepping out of bounds saying that. And today it continues. Because this afternoon, Miraz and I, the Sultan of Sodium, the Prince of Puffiness.
Puffiness with sodium.
The Thictator himself. We will traverse to Midtown Manhattan, where for 3 days and 3 days only, yesterday, today, tomorrow, there is a special pop-up restaurant centered solely around Cheetos. Oh, yeah, we're going down and we're taste testing everything. It's only 3 days. Today's day two. We have squared away a VIP time frame to go down to this place. It's called the Spotted Cheetah. It's a 3-day pop-up store, and every dish, appetizers, full-on meals, desserts, all are centered around the Cheeto. They have Cheeto meatballs. They have Cheeto pie. They have Cheeto nachos, where the nachos are not nacho chips. They are the Cheetos. And then the cheese and the chili goes on top of the Cheetos. They have Cheeto soup. We've got it all. Oh, yeah. And we will be there today, so we will go through the full-on menu of what we will be tasting. I will be videotaping it for my Nomad web series. This is a YouTube series that often runs during commercial breaks on the Watch DA feed. but I also do this. Season 2 is coming up. This will be for Season 2, which starts in September. We go down to taste test dishes made with Cheetos. Yeah. Mirage, you feeling nervous?
I'm pretty pumped up. I'm pretty excited.
Butterflies, though?
A little butterflies. I looked at the menu this morning. This is definitely uncharted territory. We're going to taste something that many people have never tasted in their lives.
That's right, or will ever taste.
And maybe I will get some recommendations for my football food of the week where I take some of these Cheeto-infused items that Ann Burrell is making and do them for myself.
Ann Burrell, famous restaurateur.
Her hair looks like the Titans logo.
Her hair, that's exactly right. It all. She kind of looks like Brenda Warner.
She does. She has that look.
And she's, and it's kind of like a flame on top, like a flaming Cheeto. And she's going to be making flaming Cheetos dishes for us today.
I am starving now. The only question is, you're doing Nomad. Should I take my phone and go Facebook Live for our audience?
Oh, great idea.
Is it a good idea, or do you just want it for Nomad? We can talk about this now.
Okay. Well, let's workshop this during commercial break.
Okay.
So that's, we'll go over the detailed spec by spec on the Cheetos menu, but we will be down there. We'll be taking photos and videos for you and then bringing back the information tomorrow's show. But let's start in Jacksonville, where more bad news is facing Blake Bortles as quarterback of the Jaguars. The Jaguars pulled Bortles from Sunday's practice after he threw a pair of interceptions, okay? So rarely does a starting quarterback get pulled from practice, but we've talked about this before. They're trying to wake him up. Imagine Tom Coughlin and Doug Marrone yelling in his ear hole, getting in his face, and then physically grabbing him by the face mask and undressing him. That's the type of attention they're trying to get from Blake Bortles. They feel like he is not committed. They feel like this is last chance season for him, last chance saloon, and he is not stepping up. They know they've got a pretty good roster. Last year, they were a trendy pick to make the playoffs and or win that division. They've got a good roster, good offense, good skill position players, solid defense, at least with young, good players that have been drafted high that should come into their own this year. A more disciplined structure around them with Marrone and Coughlin, who are no-nonsense guys, they want to get to the next level, at least be competitive instead of being 3-13 or 4-12 every year. Bortles gets pulled from practice, and the report is he has a tired arm. How long is the leash going to be this year in Jacksonville with the former number 3 pick overall in the draft? It's where we begin. It's your cold open.
I think there are some throws, you know what I'm saying, that I'll be like, hey, that's a good throw. And then I'll be like, that's a horse throw, you know. But at the end of the day, I'm just trying to get more and get better. So, you know, we rested him the other day. I thought he came back and he really had no issues, you know, for these 2 days. And that was the goal, to get him out here and get him all that work. And I think he gotten good work. And I think him along with the rest of the guys on offense, you know, I think I want those guys to get better.
Amazing, sensational, dramatic, heart-rending.
It's DA's top story.
Here he goes.
It's your cold open.
Look, when your head coach says there were some good throws and then there were some horse bleep throws, it lets you get a little insight into how they feel about Bortles. Bortles is too inconsistent, and it's a shame because I really like Bortles. I think he has a package of skills that do make you believe, that does make you believe that he can be a great starting quarterback in this league, at least a serviceable one. I mean, the guy is big. He's 6'5". He's 230. At times, he shows a very good arm. He's tough to bring down. Bortles, when he was drafted, I'll never forget it. We were at Radio City Music Hall on draft night in 2014. And he just glowed about being the man in Jacksonville. And there were Jaguars fans there that were patting him on the back. And he wanted to meet every one of them. And he really embraced, I want to be the guy. You know, he's from Orlando. He went to school at UCF, not far from Jacksonville, just a couple of hours. And we interviewed him that night, and I said, this kid wants it. But now, a couple of years later, I don't know if he wants it anymore because I don't think his production is matching his ability. It's interesting because 2 years ago in 2015, if I would just read you the numbers, you'd go, well, that's a franchise quarterback. He was only 23 years old. He threw for 4,400 yards and 35 touchdowns. Not too bad. This was a guy that looked like he was trending up, but he threw a league-leading 18 interceptions, and they only went 5-11. But you said, that's only year two. He'll get better. Well, last year, he regressed, and this year in training camp of the preseason, he feels to be regressing again. The Jaguars are a good team, and so the inclination is, well, if Bortles stinks, you don't really want to go to Chad Henne. He's not better. Chad Henne is just, he's a backup's backup. So what do? Would you go to Colin Kaepernick this year? There's a problem there with that, though, because if you're going to be the Jaguars and you're going to have a good young nucleus, you've got to know right now this season, because after the season, Bortles' contract is up, whether Bortles is your guy. So here's the problem the Jaguars find themselves in. They are frustrated with Blake Bortles' lack of progress, but they have to be patient with Blake Bortles' lack of progress. Essentially, they've got to play him for a minimum of 10 weeks this season. And so you're not really going to bring in Colin Kaepernick right now to just play like the final 6 weeks of the season. The Jaguars have to give Bortles a solid assessment. And I don't think if you bring in Kaepernick right now and say, okay, Kaepernick, you're the starting quarterback for the season, you will feel comfortable after the year with whatever Bortles is or is not. So Bortles, this is it. It's do or die right now. Hit the skids if he can't get it done. But they've got to give him time. And I think what you're going to see this season is just tough love with Bortles. They will, through gritted teeth, watch him make mistakes and try to motivate him, maybe embarrass him, maybe publicly try to stoke the fires. Whatever they're going to do, they're going to have to try to do through his mistakes. And I can tell you this right now, they're frustrated. They are frustrated. This is multiple times, and he doesn't have a tired arm. I mean, the guy is 26 years old. A tired arm? 25 years old. They're going to have this kind of push and pull with Bortles all season long, and unfortunately, they have to be patient to give him this one final crack because they spent a number three pick overall on him. But this is not his regime that drafted him. These are not the coaches or the front office that believed in him. And so this is make or break season. And I think they probably got from Shad Khan, the owner, hey, this is the deal with Bortles. We want to see him one last year since we've paid him all this money and drafted him so high. And you just have kind of this uncomfortable shotgun marriage between the quarterback and the coach and GM, I think, this upcoming season, which is too bad because, let's face it, the Jaguars have an exciting roster outside of their quarterback. 855-212-4CBS. 855-212-4227. One of the best players in Major League Baseball, Giancarlo Stanton, is on pace for 57 home runs. He's having his best season ever and continues to just mash. And yet, he cleared waivers the other day, which means he can be traded. Why would the Marlins put him on waivers, and what does it mean right now for Stanton and for a team that might want to trade for him in that contract for the final 6 weeks of the season? We'll talk about it coming up here next. The ins and outs of the Stanton waiver situation. DA, CBS Sports Radio.
Zapped while the sun is out.
What's going on, DA? Is that the eclipse in the sky, or is that the mothership? Beam me up.
DA on CBS Sports Radio.
It's time to ask the pros, where you, the listener, gets to ask a question brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. Simply check out the link, cbssportsradio.com/askthepros, or tweet your question at CBS Sports Radio using the hashtag AskThePros. Before your travels begin, prepare for summer road trips. Visit O'Reilly Auto Parts for simple preventative maintenance that will ensure a safe journey during the summer months ahead. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day. I'm kind of fired up for this eclipse. Pretty fired up. I think it happens on Monday, right? Yeah, on Monday. And apparently it's a once-in-a-lifetime thing. It's a once-in-a-lifetime eclipse. What are you shaking your head at?
Because every year there's something scientific in the air, whether it's some kind of meteorite, an eclipse or something. Everybody goes, this isn't going to happen for another 250 years. I go outside, nothing's ever that great, and I come back inside. Now we have another one of these eclipses. What is the difference between all of these eclipses? I've seen like 17 eclipses in my life. Why are they always once in a lifetime? Isn't an eclipse an eclipse? The moon blocks the sun blocks the moon blocks your ass. I mean, what are we doing here?
You've seen 17 eclipses in your lifetime? I don't think I've ever seen one.
I've definitely seen one when I was younger. I don't know about 17, but there's always something going on up
Interesting.
There.
Interesting. When you were younger, how much younger? Like when you were eight?
No, like I'm talking like junior high. There was some kind of eclipse. Like,
okay.
Don't stare at it. You know, you always heard that.
Yeah. Okay, so you're talking about this is the second one in your lifetime.
No, I feel like there were other ones.
You feel like there's other
ones. I've definitely been outside with a telescope, and people said, you know, look, this is never going to happen again.
How come I totally don't believe you? Because I can't ever imagine you with a telescope, ever.
My buddy Greg Lake had one.
My buddy Greg Lake had a telescope. You went outside multiple times growing up and looked at into the sun, into the eclipse, which they say will blind you.
Yeah, but you don't have to look directly at it.
Okay, so you have a telescope, but you're not looking directly at the eclipse. What are you looking at?
I'm trying to remember exactly how I did this. You went up and you saw it, and it was blocked. I'm telling you, look it up. There's been other sorts of eclipses. That's what I don't get. What makes this different?
I don't know. Look it up. Look it up.
You brought it up. It wasn't in the topic list.
I think I'm a lost cause.
Just had it.
You've had it.
I mean,
well, then don't look at it.
We got stars, meteorites. I get it. That stuff's cool. Why are we always saying something's once in a lifetime if it's just a variation of the next thing?
Well, maybe this is once in a lifetime. I mean, I'm sure you consider the Giants' 07 playoff run a once in a lifetime, even though they've won other Super Bowls.
I mean, see somebody else beat the undefeated Pats and you tell me.
So I'm telling you.
Oh, that's apples and oranges.
Is it?
And if it's that big a deal, you better do a Nomad on it.
Did you look directly into Tyree at the helmet? So one of the weird things in sports is the waiver wire, the baseball post-trade deadline waivers, okay? So Giancarlo Stanton, who is one of the biggest names in the sport, he's on track, he's on pace for 57 home runs right now, which would be the most home runs in more than a decade in Major League Baseball. The guy is just absolutely tearing the cover off the ball right now, has nearly $300 million left on his contract, okay? So the guy's got about a decade left and then $300 million on his contract, which is a massive amount, obviously, for the Miami Marlins. They have put him on waivers, and he's passed through. So what does that mean? Well, the fact is, had a team claimed him, they would have had an exclusive window to negotiate. So let's just say, hypothetically, the Yankees, who have a ton of money, or the Dodgers, who have a ton of money, claimed Giancarlo Stanton. They said, okay, we love this guy. Handsome guy, big, strong, young. He's 27 years old, hitting the cover off the ball. He could be a star. We want him. Let's claim him. They would have the exclusive window to trade for Giancarlo Stanton. The problem is, once you put in a waiver claim, the team that owns your rights, this case being the Marlins, could basically force you into essentially taking him for nothing. It could be a salary dump. So this is what protects teams from just claiming any of these guys. If the Yankees said, we love Giancarlo Stanton, we're putting in a waiver claim, the Marlins say, okay, you've got an exclusive window. And because you claimed him, you basically have to take him. You have to take this entire contract. You don't have to give us much. You can give us one minor leaguer. You can give us one veteran guy. We don't care. But you have to take the entire contract. So in this case, because the contract is such a white elephant, there's $300 million nearly left on it. Teams are like, nah, there's 11 years, 300 mil. They're not going to just put in a claim. But now that he passed through waivers, okay, there is now a window where he can be traded. And so the Marlins will now field offers for Giancarlo Stanton. I mean, that's why you put a guy in waivers to then, if he gets claimed, hey, you got to take him. Or if he doesn't, now we have a chance to trade him again. So everybody kind of has another round at this guy, another shot at this guy since before the trade deadline. Okay? There is a huge obligation of money, as I talked about already. And so we don't know if there's any teams out there that want to trade for that. I mean, the Marlins might kick in a little bit of money, but they're not going to kick in $100 of the $200 million for you to take them off their hands. If I'm the Marlins, I think this is a very dangerous play because you have driven away your fan base already so many times over, so many times. You have signed guys only to trade them. You have convinced your fan base, we're in it now. We're going to do right for you. And then just sold all the parts. You have conveniently not fielded competitive teams despite getting all types of revenue sharing from the league. You only had to pay a little bit more than $100 million on your stadium, and the city foot the bill on the rest, and you just keep making tons of money off that, and now you're selling the team. And on top of that, the tragedy to Jose Fernandez last season, and Marlins fans have been just punched in the face and kicked in the gut and thrown against a chain link fence and slapped silly. Giancarlo Stanton is a marketable guy. If you go to one of those games, maybe the only jersey you will see on fans is Stanton. I think the Marlins right now should not be in the business of selling him. Not at all, except for one big thing, and that is new ownership. And that is because Jeffrey Loria is selling this organization, selling this team and the stadium, and thank God he's getting out of the game because he's the biggest crook slash thief in all professional sports. Because he's selling to this new group with Jeter, perhaps this new group doesn't want to be on the hook for $300 million for Giancarlo Stanton. He does have an opt-out where after 2020, he can opt out of this contract, but he's got to opt out. Now, maybe he looks at the open market and goes, well, Bryce Harper just got $400 million, and Manny Machado just got $300 million, and Clayton Kershaw just got $300 million, and I've already made $100 million. Why don't I opt out, and I'll get another $315 million? You know, who knows? Now, he'll be about 30 years old at that point in time, so I don't know what he would get, but that money could be just stupid. So he might opt out, but you can't force him to opt out. If he opts back in, you're on the hook for all 300 and whatever million dollars is left, about 300. This could be a precursor to them selling the organization to the new owners going, we don't really want to be on the hook for all of this. I don't think a deal is going to get done because I don't think any team has the stomach for that contract of his, but damn, he is having a huge season at the perfect time. An enormous season at the perfect time. Because the Marlins are going nowhere. The league is flush with money. Bryce Harper is not a free agent until next offseason. Okay? Manny Machado, same thing. And there are teams that might be going, well, we're not going to outbid X, Y, or Z for Bryce Harper, but we can get Stanton right now. Look at this. I don't think he's going to get traded right now in the final 6 weeks of the season, even though he passed through waivers. If he moves, I think he might move in the offseason. But it's going to be one of those things where teams are going, oh my God, that's a ton of money. No way. And then looking at it going, that might be the new normal in baseball. I mean, what, Max Scherzer got $231 million? Max Scherzer. How about a guy that really sells tickets every single day? 855-212-4CBS. Twitter, DA on CBS. When we return, we've got your sound check, including Bruce Arians with a stern message to his disappointing wide receivers. DA, CBS Sports Radio.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
Muffins, mornings, mothership.
Well, here's the deal, DA. Back in the day, I was kind of a living legend in the rent-to-own industry.
DA on CBS Sports Radio.
A legend. Remember, you can always download the app to listen to the show by going to CBS Sports' app, or the TuneIn app, or the Radio.com app, or Apple Music. That's all live and streaming and free on your phone. Check it out, and you can get the DA show wherever it is that you are, wherever it is that you go. Jeff of the Bluegrass tweets, DA, tell Mraz there hasn't been 17 solar eclipses in his lifetime. And on this, on the mainland, I don't know what that means. In Kentucky, we are getting 100% coverage. Here we'll be able to see stars and Venus in the daytime. Hashtag take that for data. Good information on this Monday eclipse, Mraz?
Yes, so there will be a total eclipse for the first time since 1918, which would make hold to your argument once in a lifetime.
The first full total eclipse since 1918.
Every square inch, cover for cover with the sun and the moon, great, cool. However, there is an eclipse at least once a year called an annular eclipse, where at least there's some kind of partial coverage that we always hear about. The last one happened just in February, where you could go out and look. And as a matter of fact, 2011 here in the U.S., we saw four solar eclipses in 1 year.
But they're just partial eclipses.
Yeah, okay. But, I mean, if you get a crescent moon in there, I mean, it's still got a good-sized eclipse. I get it. There's a full eclipse. But the point is, we see eclipses all the time. Let's pump the brakes.
Well, no, to what your point was about the Giants in 07, you won't ever see a team take down an undefeated Super Bowl, an undefeated team in the Super Bowl. Now, we see a Super Bowl every single year, but that was the first time we ever saw an undefeated team in the Super Bowl be taken down. So this is a once-in-a-generation. This is like watching the 07 Giants against the 19-0 Patriots or 18-0 Patriots.
You're sort of right, except when the eclipse lasts for 6 minutes and not 3 hours like a Super Bowl would. You know what? Not for me.
Well, what happens if the Giants Super Bowl was condensed into 6 minutes? How exciting that would be. You would have to win in that 6 minutes.
If ifs and buts were candies and nuts, every day would be Christmas.
Now you see,
Wait, what time does this go down? Is this late at night, well, or we get this pretty early?
It depends on where you are in the country. Here, it's going to be, I think, 1 or 2 o'clock. It might be later in the afternoon. It's going to be late afternoon.
Afternoon. It's not at night.
Correct.
Gotcha.
Well, how could it be at night if it's the sun getting eclipsed?
I thought the moon was blocking the sun. Wouldn't the moon block the sun when the moon's out?
Well, the moon would block the sun, but the sun wouldn't
Who's
be out.
Who's blocking who? Is the sun boxing the moon out, or is the moon boxing the sun out?
No, the moon... The moon is blocking the sun.
Right, that's an eclipse.
How could the sun block the moon? The sun is farther away.
Okay, right, because the sun's for every planet. The moon's just for us. So the moon always has to block the sun. That's right. Okay, so the moon's going to...
So it couldn't happen at night.
But so it's going to look like nighttime at 2 in the afternoon because it's a total one? Is that what you're saying?
Well, it's not going to look like nighttime because the sun will still have its massive amount of rays everywhere.
Oh, but I thought it was total.
Yes, it will be total in some parts of the country, and so it'll look like a big black spot on top of the sun. How cool is that?
So cool. I'm pumped. So 2 o'clock in the afternoon, get ready to go?
I think it might be like 4 o'clock around here. I got to double check.
Oh, good. Right when I'm on the train. I'll miss it.
Bro. Well, why don't you stick around outside and watch it?
Yeah, I'm missing my Long Island Railroad train to see 6 minutes of the moon blocking the sun. I'll catch it on YouTube.
I know you would. I know you would if the Giants were playing the Patriots in the Super Bowl.
Yeah, I absolutely would, because that matters.
Oh. The least cultured person in America.
Who cares? Let's eat some Cheetos nachos later.
855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227. Hit us on Twitter as well, DA on CBS. Oh, Jeff was trying to say on the U.S. mainland. Okay, on Twitter. All right, let's get to your best audio of the day.
CBS presents this program in color.
An educated person can't think he's going to get a recruit by strippers coming in.
They can fire you, but they can't eat you.
And they run through our ass like through a tin horn, man, and we could not stop them.
The audio you need to hear. It's DA Soundcheck.
We were talking about Blake Bortles to begin this hour and how he threw two picks in practice Sunday, was yanked from practice, and now there are suggestions that he's got a tired arm. His wide receivers are tired of him. In a video captured by Big Cat Country, he angrily curses that Blake Bortles needs to throw the balls to him and not out of bounds.
Keep it in bounds, bro.
Keep it in bounds, bro. Keep it in bounds. Allen Robinson and Allen Hurns are tremendous wide receivers. And there is a good enough amount of talent surrounding Bortles to be able to succeed. Those guys are frustrated with him, and they are echoing the frustration from that coaching staff and that front office that Bortles is not putting it together, and he needs to be putting it together right now, or he's going to be out of a job. And there's going to be another team that brings him into camp next year and says, we can fix Bortles. But once you are no longer the team that drafts you really high, your chances go from 90% to win the job to like 5%, you know, or at the very least 40 or 45%. In other words, if you don't have the backing of a team that kind of has to hope you win the job because they've drafted you high and they have all of this invested in you, the odds of you ever doing it again, slim to none. Bruce Arians, head coach of the Cardinals, taking shots at his wide receivers.
I thought it was very lethargic offensively. Not very pleased with our wide receiver room. I must have been seeing things back in the spring when I said we had 12 guys that could play in the NFL. I think we might have two. But we'll look around, see who's available.
Arians taking shots at his wide receivers, although he did clarify and say, I'm not talking about Larry Fitzgerald here. This was a problem on the Cardinals last year. Guys that did not live up to the hype. A team that did not live up to their potential. That was one of the best teams in football the year prior, went all the way to the NFC Championship game. Seemed to be a better squad coming back, adding a pass rusher in Chandler Jones, and yet they fell on their face. Now, they lost a lot of close games, but largely their quarterbacking and receiving core were just not as good. I mean, David Johnson's elite, and they should have, I mean, John Brown, when healthy, elite. Larry Fitzgerald, obviously, had been elite for a long time. They had Michael Floyd. They should have had the star power and the ferocity on defense to be able to get it done, and then the explosiveness on offense to score a lot of points. And they didn't get it done. A lot of that was quarterbacking last year. But the Cardinals are going to have to be better, or else this whole Bruce Arians is a genius thing is going to start going fizzle, because you can't have really talented squads and continue to underperform and still be called a genius. And finally, Pete Carroll speaking about Michael Bennett, one of his best defensive players, who says he's going to sit for the national anthem.
I love our country, and I think we should all stand for the opportunities when the flag is represented. But the fact that his heart is in a great place, and he's going to do great work well after the time he's with us, and it's easy for me to support him in his issues. But I think we should all be standing up when we're playing national anthem.
You know, I think it's kind of interesting because coaches are now towing this fine line between wanting to support their players but knowing that not standing for the national anthem is wildly unpopular. And for Pete Carroll, look, let's even take politics out of this and what is right or wrong in your mind, because everybody kind of differs on this. These coaches are worried that something like this festers into division or throws their season off. I mean, they are so on point all the time and so worried that this little thing here, that little thing there can affect their season negatively, that they want to keep everything in-house. Any disagreements, they don't want to get public. They don't want things to kind of blow up. And we know how things can blow up in the media and with the fans. And so this thing is a little bit of a time bomb for all of these coaches to try to sidestep and work around. And I think that I understand it from a certain standpoint, because it is so hard to win anyway. Dealing with stuff from the outside can drain your energy. But I also think it's overblown, because last year, nobody would say that the 49ers were no good because Kaepernick didn't stand for the national anthem. They were no good because they weren't talented. They were no good because Chip Kelly, by the end of his coaching stint in the NFL, clearly wasn't kind of the genius we had thought he was, speaking of. And I just think that a lot of this ends up being overblown, because once it happens once or twice, we kind of move on. I mean, this is this is the ultimate law of the land right now. Our patience is razor thin and our attention span is pathetic. Absolutely pathetic. I mean, we just don't hold on to anything for very long because we're on to the next. And we are conditioned this way. It started with, I think, the way the news cycle moved on television. You know, it used to be that you had an entire day to digest news because you only got it from the newspaper. And then you might have had an entire day because you really only got it from the nightly news. And then once we had 24-hour cable news, you could get it constantly, and then the news cycle kind of ramped up. And then the internet came, and then it became even crazier. And now with our phones, I mean, you're just swiping through whatever you want constantly. So your attention span for either news, games, whatever it is, pictures, sound, music, is like 30 seconds, 10 seconds, 5 seconds. So people kind of are worried that we're still stuck in this thing. And yes, the Kaepernick thing has taken on a life of its own. But I'll tell you this. If Michael Bennett sits for every game this year for the national anthem, it's a story for week one, and then everybody moves on because it's not a quarterback. It's only Michael Bennett. And I say that because, you know, unless you're a celebrity in the NFL, people kind of just don't care. They just move on. Like outside of Kaepernick, nobody can name the other guy that stood or did not stand, rather, for the national anthem. You might disagree with it. You might not like it. I understand that part of it. I'm just saying that the idea that that's going to throw your season off the rails is, it's just not realistic. It just isn't. You know, people would like to believe that the anger and the ferocity of that stuff can derail a football season or a baseball season. It really doesn't. It really doesn't. I understand why it's uncomfortable, but it's really not the type of thing that does that. Like, the New England Patriots not sending everybody to the White House. Do you think that's going to affect the New England Patriots this season? Of course not. Like, once you're a really good coach and you have a really good organization, guys can color outside the lines and it doesn't have to become anything more than that. And yeah, the Patriots kind of go to great lengths to make sure they rip that out of everything. But when it does happen, I mean, it's not one of those things that is going to sink your season. That stuff does get overblown. All right, and that is your sound check this morning. Tyler tweets, I live in Idaho in the direct path of the eclipse. Stores and gas stations are selling memorabilia already. People got to chill. Joe tweets, DA, how far did Mraz get through high school? You graduated, obviously, from high school.
With honors.
Well, that can't be real.
I was taking AP classes at the end of 11th grade, the beginning of 12th grade. My problem was science and math was a lot, but I was a great English student, great foreign language student.
How could you have been a great English student if your grammar is so poor? I mean,
grammar has gotten poor since the Institute of Social Media.
Since then?
No, it really has. I was published in the Long Island Ultimate Athlete. I wrote for Patch.com. I was a writer for a while. Sports editor at Suffolk Community College.
But I mean...
And I write well for Up the Gut. My grammar's great there.
So what's wrong with social media?
I think, honestly, Facebook and text messaging has made me a lazy writer. And I think this is my own problem where I start substituting or I just type so quickly that I don't care and I just have the opinion of, well, people know what I mean.
But I keep trying to ask you to tweet more professionally and more correctly, and you really don't.
Oh, I think Twitter, I've taken a turn in the last year. I think I've paid a lot closer attention to that.
Okay.
Usually, honestly, just Facebook. Or I'm a bad misspeller, or if I type something quick in an email. I'm self-aware of that now.
Okay, well, but you got through high school, and then your academic issue started in college.
Right, because I had no control. Nobody was telling me I had to get to class anymore, and I became lazier and fatter, and I realized when I was driving, I could drive to get bagels and egg sandwiches and skip class with no penalty, and it took me 5.5 years. I chose food over knowledge.
Even if you're fat.
Look at the poppy seeds.
I chose food over knowledge.
I did.
Mark tweets, quote, the sun is for every planet and the moon is just for us. An actual statement from a human being on the DA show. Finally, I have heard it all.
That was factual, was it not?
It's as though you were teaching astrology to like a 6-year-old. Like, okay, how do I figure out where, okay, Billy, what? Where is the sun and where is the moon in relation to planet Earth? Well, the sun is for everybody and the moon is just for us. That's right, little Billy. That's right.
Sometimes you need it in the simplest terms, and I put it out there for everyone. I'm sure there are some dummies listening right now who respect the way I spoke. You want cheese? Come get your cheese.
Okay, so we are not excited then for the eclipse. I'm excited for Monday's eclipse.
Yeah, I would expect you to be excited. You have that nerdy appreciation. I just don't have that bone in my body. You know what? Get me to Monday Night Football. I'm good with the eclipse.
When we come back, Eli Manning wants to play as long as Tom Brady. He hasn't missed a start in 200 games. Is that realistic? DA, CBS Sports Radio.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.